Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello everyone, I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about overthinking. And I've kind of developed a strategy for myself to realize how harmful and debilitating my overthinking habit is, because it truly, I think, is a habit, and you can actually cut it down if you work on building certain skills, or if you work on the strategy that I'm going to share in this video. Now, maybe this is something that, you know, therapists talk about and all that stuff. I don't know. This is something that I kind of gauged by kind of looking at my life and figuring out, hey, this is what's happening. This is what I can do to fix it. If you have some videos that you've watched on this, if you want to share them in the comments, I'm more than happy for that, because I think that this is probably something that's very well known, but it's something that I didn't know about and I had to learn on my own. So I wanted to share it with you. And, you know, just to give a little preamble, you're probably aware that if you're an INFJ, or if you are any kind of introvert who has a tendency to overthink, that it is pretty horrific, the things that it does to your brain. Yeah, you could spend hours and not days and weeks ruminating on this one particular subject that just doesn't refuses to let you go. It just takes over your entire brain and you feel trapped, you feel suffocated, you feel like you can't ever get out of this overthinking loop. And then eventually you do, but then what happens is that because we're so used to being in these overthinking loops, we're so used to being in anxiety mode, that we kind of latch onto some other problem or situation and we start overthinking on that particular item. And then we get stuck in that and we just go into it for days, weeks, months on end. And then, you know, cycle repeats. And maybe you're the kind of person who kind of is able to get out of this overthinking loop very quickly because, you know, you might have some strategies and all that stuff. But for me, I found that a lot of times I get stuck in these ruminating sort of things and it takes me forever to get out of it. And it just feels like, I really feel like I'm kind of putting my life on hold for those few months or weeks or days, whatever I'm spending on that particular situation. It feels like I'm on hold, like my life is on hold and I can't move forward. You know, I can't move past it. And I want to move past it. I really want to move past it. So this strategy that I've created for myself, and I use it nowadays to really help me to move past the thing and realize, okay, this is not important, it's not going to happen, don't worry about it. Because essentially that's the truth of it, and you might have noticed this as well, is that, you know, you might be overthinking about something particularly, whatever it might be. For example, the last thing that I was overthinking about was, this is a random, very technical example, but I'm big into investing and I put some money into this particular investment fund or account called TFSA. It's a Canadian tax-free savings account. And I put some money in last year into it, and I was worried that I was going to be over my limit, because they have limits on these TFSAs. I think their limit last year was $65,000. And I put in a certain amount of money, and I was worried, like, over time that it's going to go over. And I freaked out, you know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, my God, what if I'm over? Out of nowhere, this thought came to me. I'm just sitting there calmly, peacefully, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, what if I'm over? And so this thought comes to me, and I start freaking out. Unfortunately, I couldn't access my account, my online account, to figure out if I was actually over. And the problem also is that, you know, they don't actually tell you if you're over until the year ends and you go on to the next year, because that's how their system works. So, you know, I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm like worrying, because then you have to pay fees, you have to pay late fees, or like, sorry, going over your limit fees, things like that. And then you have to take money out and all that. So I was kind of freaking out in my own head. And then, you know, I finally checked it and I wasn't over. And it's kind of funny because, you know, I kind of have noticed this pattern or trend in my life, and you probably notice it as well, that you might end up worrying about something for a long period of time, putting a lot of energy and time and effort into it, and it all turns out to be nothing, like a big fat zero. It literally was, you're sitting there afterwards when the situation has been resolved very easily, in fact, and you're sitting there thinking, I wasted way too much time on this thing. I wasted way too much effort on this thing. I can't believe I wasted all this time and effort on this thing. I really could have just let it go. And so, you know, what I've started doing, as I said, is that I've started kind of documenting all of these overthinking situations where almost 99.999% of the time it turns out to be zero. It turns out to be a big fat nothing. Yeah. And so I started writing all of these down. And I've been doing this for like a couple of years now, a year and a half maybe. And then I'm kind of like documenting it in my journal and also in my head, you know. Okay, so I was overthinking about this particular thing. Okay, what happened in the end? It was resolved very easily and I didn't have to even worry about it because it was not even a problem. It was not even a problem. Yeah, this happens to me every single time. Every single time I overthink about something, it was not even a problem to overthink about. It was a non-problem. I was overthinking about and worrying about something that was not even a problem, yeah? And so, you know, I've kind of documented a lot of these situations, and every single time, it's been the same situation. It was not even a problem. It was a non-problem. It was something that I didn't need to worry about because it didn't actually work out that way, yeah? And the problem with us is that we're so used to creating problems out of nothing and imagining that our whole world's going to fall apart if that problem comes to fruition, that if we could just realize that every single time we worry about something, it results in nothing. It actually untangles itself, or it actually was nothing to begin with. If you could just document this in your life, if you could just kind of even just go through your life for 6 months to a year and figure out, okay, this is what I'm overthinking about right now. Oh, it turned out to be nothing. This is what I'm overthinking about right now. Oh, it turned out to be absolutely nothing. This is what I'm thinking about right now, overthinking about, and it turned out to be a big, fat, zero, nothing, yeah? And the more you do it, the more you kind of develop these patterns in your mind, these neural patterns, which is going to make you realize that there's nothing to worry about, yeah? All of these things that you're creating these situations out of in your head are not actually a problem. They're not a problem at all. In fact, you can just relax, take a deep breath and just calm down, because actually it's going to turn out to be nothing. Yeah. And so this is what happens to me now, is that, you know, when I start overthinking about something, I don't get stuck in that loop for days or weeks or months on end, because what I do is that I sit down. As soon as I know I'm getting into overthinking, well, I sit down and I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm worried about this because I think that blah, blah, blah. And I'll write it out. And then I'll tell myself very clearly, and I'm like, okay, the last time you overthought about this particular situation, a similar kind of situation to this, it turned out to be nothing. Why do you think this is going to be different this time around? Yeah. And, you know, if you do this over and over again, you know, in the beginning you're going to be like, but blah, 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 blah. Your mind's going to be able to play very good games with you and tell you, but this and that. And your mind can convince you very easily. It's very smart. You know, you're a smart person. You can convince yourself that it's a problem, even if it's not. Yeah. So, but over time, if you keep on doing this and you keep on being a little bit more rational about it and realizing, hey, last time I was worrying about this, and I did worry about this last time as well, it happened, it turned out to be nothing. And then you do it again and you're like, okay, I've done this twice already. I worried about this particular situation twice already. And both times it turned out to be nothing. Yeah. And then you keep on going. And over time, you know, you'll build up so much evidence against your overthinking situations, against realizing that this is a problem, that it's inevitable that you're going to be like, all right, fine, I'm overthinking right now. But remember that last time I overthink about this thing and it turned out to be nothing? All right, well, you know, I'm not going to overthink about it because it's probably going to turn out to be nothing. In a lot of cases, as I said, I'm sure you've noticed this as well, it turns out to be nothing. Yeah, we're just literally torturing ourselves. We are building up all these conspiracy theories in our head that turn out to be absolutely nothing. Maybe it's because we need something to worry about because we're bored, or maybe it's that, you know, the world is so peaceful right now in a lot of ways, in a lot of countries, that, you know, we're kind of creating problems for ourselves. Or perhaps, you know, we think that if we overthink about something, that we're protecting ourselves against future scenarios. Whatever your reason might be for overthinking, and there's many others, eventually you're going to realize that every single time you do overthink, not only are you draining your energy, mind, brain capacity, effort, time, and debilitating yourself, because it's exhausting to overthink. Yeah, you get exhausted. You're physically, spiritually, emotionally exhausted. You can't do all the creative work that you want to do. I know for myself that when I'm overthinking, I can't do my creative work. It's just so, I'm so drained that I can't even think creatively. Yeah, I'm just in that mood of overthinking, and that storm of overthinking is just taking over my entire persona. I can't even do anything else. And I don't want to live like that. And I'm sure you don't want to live like that either, right? So I really do recommend that you, if this strategy doesn't work for you, figure out another strategy. I'm sure there's lots of other things that people recommend online. This particular thing works for me because I'm a big journaler. And, you know, I'm constantly journaling about myself, what's going on inside of me, trying to figure out, why did I do that? And so, you know, the more I do it, the more I look at the situation and its truth rather than the random made-up scenarios in my head, and I realize, hey, it's not a problem. You're creating a problem out of nothing. Yeah. So I hope this helps. If you have any questions about this, let me know, obviously. I'm sure you have strategies of your own to share with me, and I would love to hear from you. The main idea here is to cut the overthinking off in its tracks. It is a loop, it's a pattern, and if you don't cut it off right away, it's just going to keep on going and going and going and going because you're so used to it. You're set in habit, and you want to cut that habit off as soon as possible. It's an overthinking habit. It's a loop. You're stuck in it. You need to cut it off, and you can use many different ways to do it. This scenario really works for me. I'm sure you have other scenarios that work for you. Please share with us so we can all learn from each other. And again, thank you so much for being on my channel. I shall see you the next time around. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.